And other states are looking at what they can and what they can't do. And keep in mind, folks, that elections are handled locally. There isn't any federal, here's what you will do with your election. I mean, there isn't. The process of determining how and where you're going to be elected is primarily handled by the state of North Dakota, in my case, where I live. Well, the North Dakota Secretary of State for a long, long time has been Al Jaeger. I've known Al for quite a while, and I asked him to come on and explain how we vote by mail in North Dakota, and he said he would. Al, good to have you back on News and Views.
Good morning.
Should people be afraid of mail-in voting?
I don't think so, not in North Dakota. And for the November election, we're going to really have several options that the counties are working on. Those counties that traditionally have been vote-by-mail counties will most likely continue with that for the November election, and they already have the experience in terms of handling it. And then it'll be broadened out. I think all of the counties will have a polling location open on Election Day, and also we're encouraging counties to consider early voting and vote centers. And so we'll have quite a few options that are being considered.
As somebody who's run elections for a long time, Al, I got some basic questions that may not apply to what you do, but might apply to what others do in other states. And I know the Secretary of State's offices, I mean, you've gone to conventions and whatnot and seminars where you get a chance to meet people from other states. So let me throw a scenario at you. I'm always getting hit on air with how it's all fraudulent, that the fact is they're sending ballots and applications out to dead people and people that don't even live there. Thus, people can lie, they can fake, they can get more than one vote. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, from what I hear, in other states, and one of the concerns that might be is that in some states they just automatically send out ballots to everyone. In North Dakota, you actually have to request a ballot. Even what we did in June was an application was sent out to people, and they had to physically make a request for a ballot. So it's not, the ballot isn't automatically sent out to voters. And so my understanding is that there's a couple of states where that actually happens, where every registered voter automatically receives a ballot. And here in North Dakota, you actually have to initiate a request of some kind to get a ballot.
Should every, because it seems to me there's a middle there. I mean, I don't think too many of us would jump up and down and support a ballot being mailed out without people having a chance to, without knowing that they're there. You know, so you physically have a ballot in somebody's hands.
Right.
I understand that, Al. What I'm getting at is there a middle here? If in states where you have registered voters, what if you sent out an application to them saying, look, do you want to apply for an absentee ballot? Here it is.
Well, and, you know, again, I'm not sure how other states are handling it. I know the secretary in Washington State speaks very highly of their process in terms of vote by mail, because they're essentially all of their elections are vote by mail in Washington. She speaks very highly of their process and the safeguards that they have. Again, I don't know all of the details in other states. I just know that here we would have a cross-check with the application because they would have to provide a unique identifier to receive a ballot. And so we do have, in North Dakota at least, we have the checks and balances. It's really hard to speculate in terms of what's happening in other parts of the country. Because there's so many variations and so many things that a person hears in the news. And I've been in conversations with secretaries, but for the first time in my career, we had a virtual Secretary of State's convention because it was our normal summer one was canceled back in April. So we haven't had a chance to mingle as much this year as we have had in other years.
So, but that is, in fact, what's going on, is people are using blanket statements about mail-in voting without realizing that so much of it comes in different policy from the states itself. The mail-in ballots that you receive, Secretary Jaeger, that you have, do you know the results of them going into election night? You know, because in North Dakota, you have to have them to you by a certain date, right? Correct?
Well, what they have to have here in North Dakota is that absentee voting or mail-in voting, the return envelope needs to be postmarked the day before the election. And so there's allows for a week to be received. And so the Monday following the election, which is six days, the county canvassing board meets, and any of those ballots that come in after the election are counted by the canvassing board. There are provisions in terms of with the absentee ballots to have what is called a absentee precinct. In other words, an election board that is specific, charged with processing those particular ballots, and that is a process that can start ahead of time, and then the ballots are prepared, and then they're put into the scanners, and then of course the tabulation or the number that's sealed until after the polls close on election eve, because at that time they can be unsealed and the results known. So there is a process of starting it ahead of time. One of the things I would really encourage people who either, if they didn't participate in the June 1, if they are considering voting by mail or absentee, that we really encourage that they get those applications in early. We have received information from the post office that there isn't going to be probably the normal 2 to 3 day mailing time. It should be allowing 5 to 6 days. So they send in the application, and then the county sends them the ballot. They're going to have to turn that ballot around fairly quick. So,
well, one of the big debates that's happening nationally is that you won't know the results because of what other states might do in terms of accepting ballots and how long it takes to come. Is that something that you would fear on a national scale?
Well, it could happen on a national scale. And again, I can only concentrate on what's happening in North Dakota. And I believe that between our office and the county auditors, we've done very well in elections in the past. And they're very much preparing now. We've had weekly conferences. They're making decisions. Some of the counties already have made those decisions. They need to make a lot of them yet this month. And I think we have things handled here in North Dakota. So it's very difficult for me to comment on what's going to be happening in other states. I kind of just need to concentrate on what we do in North Dakota.
What do you do to make sure that if somebody files for an absentee ballot and they say, I want an absentee ballot, that you know that the person asking for it is, in fact, the person asking for it?
Well, first of all, the individual asking for it does have to provide a unique identification number or some kind of indicator. And in North Dakota, that would generally be your driver's license, a tribal ID number, or a non-driver's ID number. That really covers about 90% of the people in the state in those particular situations. And so when those applications come in and they are compared against the central voter file, which is really just a list of people who have voted in past and who have been issued driver's licenses and non-driver's license identification cards. And so there is a checks and balance. It is conceivable in a situation that someone may have privy to that information and could fraudulently ask for a ballot. But I would suspect that that will be more, of a rare happening than a common happening.
When you look at some of the instances that you have you ever seen one where, you know, Joel Heitkamp applies for an absentee ballot, he sends an absentee ballot in, and the next thing you know, he went to the library in Hankinson and voted again? Have you ever seen that?
Well, one of the things that we really are looking forward to with the money that we received, both federal and state money that we received to purchase a new voting system. One of the features of that is we have electronic poll books. So if Joel Heitkamp sends an absentee ballot, that's going to be recorded in the system. And if Joel Heitkamp ends up, going some other place to vote, the system is going to indicate that Joel already has voted. And so we're really looking forward to that feature being implemented and used in the November election.
Should North Dakota have registered voting?
No.
There.
We already have a system that works exceedingly well. We're not dealing with a lot of the challenges that are in other states. And the fact is that in North Dakota, you know, your basic identification, I guess, for voting is providing some type of identification, and to register to vote in other states, that's exactly what you have to provide. And in those cases, you have to, you know, you might have a 30-day advance requirement, where here, if you want to vote, it's very, very simple. And to end up with the federal requirements, all of the stories that you hear in other states regarding voter registration and all of the problems that they have, there is nothing that can be gained and accomplished with having voter registration versus the system that we have now.
Can I make an application for my absentee ballot now?
Yes, you can. You can go online. You can do that. That'll be duly recorded by the county auditors. The counties that have vote by mail and haven't and didn't receive an instruction from the June process, they will be sending out applications about 50 days prior to the election to people so that they can apply for their ballot. Of course, in June, we certainly didn't have the numbers that we would normally have in a November election. So those will be going out. But yes, you can apply. You won't receive the ballot until approximately 40 days prior to the election. And it is kind of interesting. We already have people that are requesting a ballot, and the filing deadline for candidates is 64 days prior to the election. And so it's pretty hard to provide people a ballot now when we don't have a final list of the candidates.
Yeah, I get it. Secretary Jaeger, always good to have you on, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome.
North Dakota Secretary of State Al Jaeger.